For Sky Watchers, tonight is a triple delight. This is Lisa Berry, and I'm joined by Dr. Brian Autumn. He's a local amateur astronomer, member of the University of Michigan Lowbrow Astronomers Club, co-author of a research paper on comets. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Very happy to be here.
So let's talk about this rare sky event happening tonight. It's a full moon, an eclipse, and a comet in view. How rare is that?
It is kind of rare. That is true. We only get, let's say, two lunar eclipses that we can see from our spot here in Michigan in a given year. So to have a lunar eclipse is kind of rare. And to have a comet close by is also rare. So the two coming together is pretty cool.
And I understand it's a penumbral lunar eclipse. What does that mean?
Yes, penumbral. Yes, it means it's not a spectacular blood moon eclipse like we've had four of in the last 3 years, where the moon turns dark brown and almost a ruddy, rusty tone, which is really cool. And that's a total umbral lunar eclipse, and it's unforgettable when you get to see those. This one is basically a side of the moon will turn a little dark, and so it'll look kind of weird, look kind of like a bite out of it, but just not as quite as spectacular or as colorful as a total.
Well, will you be able to see that around here?
Yes, definitely. It will be darkened on one edge. It'll definitely not look like a circular, round, bright moon. It'll just look a little dark on one side.
And what time will that be?
That will happen shortly after the moon comes up. And around here in Washtenaw County, the moon will be coming up about 6 p.m. in the east. And so if folks want to see it, if it's going to be clear, the forecast is not great, but looking straight east, you'll see the moon come up, and in the evening, you'll see it more of a dark on one side of it.
How long will that last?
It'll last over an hour, and so it's happening when the moon is rather low in the east, rising in the east, so certainly by late evening, it's done.
Will it be even more unusual because it's the full, quote, snow moon tonight?
Well, the snow moon is the name of the full moon for this time of year. You know, each time of year the moon has a different name. For example, the harvest moon. And so this is the snow moon because there's usually snow on the ground. But no, it has no correlation with the snow moon. These lunar eclipses happen during the exact full moon time. That's the definition of them. And so they're going to be coinciding with the full moon.
And it's safe to look at. I think when people hear the word eclipse, they get a little worried.
People should be very careful. It's great when people are careful about eclipses, but that's for solar eclipses. And so for solar eclipses, we got to be careful because we can't look at the sun. It will burn our eyes. And that'll be an issue for August 21st of this summer, when we have a spectacular solar eclipse happening in the United States.
You're the comet expert. Let's get to what you've probably been hoping to talk about all along here. There's a comet visible tonight?
Yes. Well, I love comets because unlike other things in the sky, they move. So stuff that moves is cool. And so comets are dirty snowballs that are made up of ice and chunks of dirt that whip around the sun and go back out. And this one happens to be passing by Earth at its closest point tonight, which is amazing because it's happening during the full moon and this eclipse. So that's an amazing coincidence of events. And it's called Comet 45P. And it was discovered over 60 years ago by three different astronomers. It comes and goes every 6 years. And so, and it's an unusual comet in that it whips around the sun, like most comets, but it also goes out and whips around Jupiter, then comes back.
Will we be able to see it with the bare eye?
Unfortunately not. I've been watching this one and taking pictures of it for 3 months, and we were very much anticipating it being spectacular, looking for it to possibly outburst. But alas, it has fizzled just a bit, and so it's not going to get real bright. It might be visible with binoculars, but you got to know exactly where to look, and you have to get out away from the city lights.
And where might that be that we need to be looking?
It is going to be visible before the sun comes up in the east, let's say about halfway up in the sky, and it has an unusual greenish glow. This comet is particularly green compared to other comets, so That's what we look for, is a faint greenish glow about the size of the moon.
And what about the boring name, 45P? What does that mean?
They name them in the sequential order. So the full name is 45P Honda Merkos Pajuskova.
Easy for you to say.
Those are the names of the three people who discovered it.
How old is it?
I believe Honda discovered it in 48.
1948?
Yeah.
So not that old.
Not that old. It's been coming around for thousands of years, but it makes a six-year transit.
So when people are saying tonight we're going to see an eclipse and a full moon and a comet, are we really seeing a comet?
We know. You know, only the folks with the most fanciest of equipment, the full moon makes it harder. And, of course, light pollution makes it hard. And so if we didn't have the light pollution, if we didn't have the bright moon, which washes everything out, then I would be more excited to send people out and say, hey, take a look at it. Set your alarm for 6:30. But given those two things, this is not the best comet to go out and see. But hopefully we'll have another good one this spring and the summer.
We're talking to local amateur astronomer, although he sounds like he pretty much knows what he's talking about here, a member of the University of Michigan Lowbrow Astronomers Club, Dr. Brian Autumn. Where will you be tonight? What are you going to be looking for?
Well, I will probably be operating my remote control telescope and trying to get some pictures that way.
And where is that?
The telescope is located in the desert down in southern New Mexico.
And you operate it here from in Washtenaw County?
Yes. Yes, I'm in the basement. I fired up, and I'm able to do everything by remote control.
So you said you've been taking some pictures. Do you have any you can share with us that we can put on our webpage?
I'm happy to do that. Yes, I have a picture I just took 2 days ago, and it really shows the green fuzzball comet.
How long have you been watching comets?
I've been watching comets since 1975. I had a grandmother come visit, and there was a great comet of 1975 called Comet West. And when I got her outside, she looked at it, and she said, wow, when I was a little girl, I saw Halley's Comet, and it looks like that.
Dr. Brian Autumn, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU. We look forward to you sharing the pictures, and we'll put them on our webpage, WEMU.org, and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.